I am David Groves, and I'm the Cherokee County, Kansas Sheriff. Cherokee County health officials received notice that one of our residents did test positive for the coronavirus, or more commonly referred to as COVID-19. The individual, who's only being identified as a 52-year-old man who lives here in the county, is not experiencing symptoms to the degree where he's needed to be hospitalized, but he is being quarantined at home as per protocol under guidance from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. So upon receiving information of the confirmed test, Cherokee County Health Department officials have been in contact with the individual and are working right now to help determine where he's been recently and who he may have had contact with and the extent of that contact. So a common misconception is that just because somebody was in the same room or passed by an individual who ends up testing positive for COVID-19, that they too have contracted it. And that's not the case. Health officials are saying that if you are experiencing symptoms such as a fever of greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, cough, or shortness of breath, if you experience those symptoms, you should call your medical provider, and they will then provide you with guidance. So we encourage people not to just show up at the clinic or the hospital or anything like that, because by doing so and just walking in, they potentially could expose and endanger other patients and medical staff. So we encourage them again to call their medical provider if they're experiencing those symptoms of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And then the health provider will make arrangements for them to come in at a certain period of time, you know, a certain time of day, and most likely will go out to their vehicle or meet them outside where they can administer a test, which is not the COVID test. First, residents are going to be tested for influenza A and B to rule those out. And if those come back negative and there are still signs and there are certain criteria that need to be met under state guidelines, such as recent travel or contact with somebody who has tested positive. So if in the medical professional's opinion a COVID test is warranted at that point, then they will be administered the test.